The final countdown is on for the first ever West Coast launch of a mission to Mars. There's a lot of excitement, but perhaps no one is thrilled as a Cal Poly San Luis Obispo student who actually got the opportunity to be a part of the project.
Not many 20-year-olds out there can say they've worked on something that's going to Mars. It's very exciting, and it's what kept me really motivated. When I was spending 7 hours a day in the clean room, very slowly, meticulously doing this job, I just always kept thinking, like, this is going to Mars. I have to do my absolute best job.
Alfonso Gonzalez is an aerospace engineering major at Cal Poly. He's one of the students who worked on a pair of communications relay satellites being sent to Mars along with the primary payload, a spacecraft called InSight, which will land on the Red Planet. The relay satellites are a special standardized size created by Cal Poly and Stanford researchers nearly two decades ago.
CubeSat is a standardized form factor. It defines the weight of the spacecraft, the external dimensions of the spacecraft. And if you build your spacecraft to meet that standard, there are a large number of launches available that you can use to get your spacecraft to orbit. Right? So it really helps solve launch availability problems.
John Bellardo is a professor with Cal Poly's Computer Science Department and a part of the CubeSat effort. The two satellites on board the Atlas V rocket set to lift off from Vandenberg Air Force Base early Saturday morning are called MarsCube 1 or MARCO. Hundreds of the 12-inch tall, 8-inch wide CubeSats have been launched as extra payload with larger craft, but this is their first interplanetary mission.
We help support a lot of the testing, so you have to qualify the spacecraft to make sure that they're going to survive the launch environment, the vibration environment, surviving the vacuum of space, things like that. And so we helped test the spacecraft that JPL built, and we're also going to help with some operation support. So once the spacecraft are in orbit, we're going to provide JPL with some support to help operate the spacecraft and help them do the maneuvers that they need to do to get to Mars, and then the testing and route they need to do to demonstrate that all the radios are going to work correctly, things like that.
Cal Poly and JPL engineers worked in a special facility on the San Luis Obispo campus to get the tiny craft ready for their flights. Student Alfonso Gonzalez talks about his role in the project.
They brought in their two satellites. Our job was to cover basically the deployers of the satellites and their mass models with thermal protective tape. Since they're going to be very close to the second stage rocket engine, they're going to get very hot. And then once they're in space and they're in the shade, they can get very cold or, again, very hot from being in the sun. So that was our job. Me and another student, we spent a lot of time in the clean room applying this tape onto the deployers and to the mass models.
The satellites will be deployed from their Atlas booster after Saturday's launch and travel on their own paths to Mars. After their antenna and solar arrays are deployed, the tiny craft will be able to relay transmissions from the Mars lander much more quickly than existing radio systems. Bellardo says there's a lot of excitement at Cal Poly about the project.
Yeah, I'm sure that all the students in lab are going to be out there at 4 in the morning, you know, watching the rocket go. It's wonderful. Obviously, it's out of your hands. There's nothing that we can do to help ensure it's going to be successful at this point. So we can just be excited and anxious with everybody else and then run back to wherever we need to be to start talking to the spacecraft and trying to get them checked out to make sure that they're going to be able to accomplish their mission.
Student Alfonso Gonzalez says he'll probably get little sleep Friday night with the two-hour launch window opening at Vandenberg Air Force Base at 4:05 a.m. Saturday.
I'll definitely be going out there to watch it. It's going to be my first time actually seeing a launch, so that'll also be exciting, knowing like the first launch I see is something that I worked on is going to be on there.
If the weather cooperates, the launch should be visible throughout much of the central and south coast early Saturday morning. The InSight craft carries a number of onboard instruments intended to help us learn more about Mars. It has a seismometer to measure Mars quakes, the Mars version of earthquakes, and other instruments to in effect allow researchers to give the planet a physical. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.